From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The Commerce Department says cash for clunkers helped push August retail sales to their sharpest increase in 3.5 years. NPR's Scott Newman has more.
The program to trade in old gas guzzlers for new vehicles accounts for part of the seasonally adjusted 2.7% rise in retail sales last month, but not all of it. Cash for clunkers did spur auto-related sales to a 10.6% rise in August. That's their biggest jump in nearly 8 years. The trend, however, was broader. Electronics, appliances, and sporting goods also did better, and that's a sign that consumers are starting to spend again after months of hunkering down amid the recession. The Commerce Department says that overall, retail sales for August staged their biggest monthly advance since January 2006. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
In another government report out today, the Commerce Department said that prices at the wholesale level climbed 1.7% last month, a bigger jump than many economists had forecast. But the increase is not seen as a sign that inflation is becoming a problem, given the weak state of the economy. When excluding volatile food and energy costs, core inflation rose a more modest 0.2%. President Obama is expected to say the economy is on the mend when he meets this morning with auto workers in Ohio. He's going to a General Motors assembly plant near Youngstown that has added a second production line because of increased demand for cars. Later today, the president will address the AFL-CIO convention in Pittsburgh. Turkey is likely to be the setting for talks between world powers and Tehran on the Iranian nuclear program. That meeting is scheduled for October 1st. Terry Schultz has details from Brussels.
European Union Foreign Policy Chief Javier Solana says it's not yet finalized, but it's very likely Turkey will host the meeting between Iran and representatives of the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany. This will be the first time a representative of the Obama administration has met with Iranian officials, a move Solana says he welcomes and hopes Tehran does too. Speaking as he entered a meeting of EU foreign ministers, Solana said the bloc will continue to follow what's called the two-track approach to Iran, both dialogue and the threat of more sanctions. He would not answer questions about possible new measures against Tehran ahead of the October 1st meeting. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
U.S. Mideast envoy George Mitchell is meeting separately today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas. He's attempting to get the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks moving again. Abbas has said he won't resume official talks until Israel stops building new settlements in the West Bank. Netanyahu has rejected calls for a settlement freeze. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 6.5 points at 96.19. The Nasdaq is down a fraction at 20.91. This is NPR News from Washington. The latest case of Russian corruption involves one of Moscow's most cherished institutions. Russia's top investigative body says millions of dollars have been misspent during the lengthy renovation of the renowned Bolshoi Theater. NPR's Ann Garrels has more.
The main building of the Bolshoi Theater, one of Moscow's main tourist attractions, has been hidden behind scaffolding for 4 years, and it turns out behind the scenes there may have been skullduggery. The investigative committee for the prosecutor's office says the general contractor, a state-controlled agency, paid 3 times as much as it was supposed to a company doing part of the reconstruction work. Investigators say there were triple payments for the very same work, bringing the total to $31 million instead of six. In addition to spiraling costs, the reconstruction is way behind schedule. The theater was supposed to reopen last year, but it's now not expected to be back in service until at least 2011. Ann Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
The Iraqi reporter who threw his shoes at President Bush last year said he was tortured with beatings and electric shocks after he was taken into custody. Muntahar al-Zaidi was released today after serving 9 months for assaulting a visiting head of state. Zaidi was a little-known reporter for a small Iraqi television station when he hurled his shoes at then-President Bush and called him a dog during a Baghdad news conference. His act was hailed as courageous by many in the Arab world. Vice President Joe Biden arrived in Iraq today on his third visit there this year. He's to meet with U.S. troops and with several Iraqi leaders, both in Baghdad's central government and in the Kurdish region. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.